This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 28, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Here are today's comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucken personally invites you to join FIA for the Virtual Futures and Options Expo this November 10 to the 12th. Expo V, for virtual, brings you 3 days of programming, including keynote sessions with University of Maryland vaccinologist Dr. Kathy Neusel, SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce, revered Silicon Valley journalist Kara Swisher, and CFTC Chairman and Chief Executive Heath Tarbert, as well as one-on-one interviews with exchange leaders from CBOE Markets, CME Group, Eurex, ICE, and NASDAQ. Expo V features a robust exhibit hall with more than 20 exhibitors and 10 fintech startups in the Innovators Pavilion. This is your opportunity to connect with the Clear Derivatives community. Learn more at fia.org/expo and register. John Mulaney is going to host Saturday Night Live next week. He is a friend of Bobby Otter, the son of CBOT member Bob Otter. John also worked one summer on the floor of the CBOT for Bob as a clerk in the soybean pit. He has been a writer for SNL and has a short skit he did about playing the song "What's Up, Pussycat" 21 times on a jukebox in a restaurant. Bob Otter shared this story with me after reading the Bill Gross Gilligan's Island theme song yesterday in JLN. I would like to suggest that John Mulaney would make an excellent choice for a comedian the next time the CME Group holds the Pinnacle Awards dinner. Tom Price, my former employer at the Price Futures Group, Inc., and the legendary George Garrow, Mr. Metals, are the latest to donate to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Tom is now retired in South Carolina with his wife, Nancy. George is a managing director, financial advisor at the Senior Consulting Group at RBC Wealth Management, among a myriad of other responsibilities. He was inducted into the FIA Futures Hall of Fame in 2019. Thank you to Tom and George and to all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by contributing to our GoFundMe campaign. Reminder, the Women in Listed Derivatives Gives Back Trivia Night is tonight. Auction hours have been extended to Friday, October 30th at 5 p.m. The online auction is live and open to everyone, and 100% of the proceeds from the auction and the trivia night go to fund the Women in Finance. You can register at johnlothiannews.com, look in today's newsletter, and to find out more about the auction. That was reported by Sarah Rudolph. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, the algorithm that could get you back in the office. How open is too open? The employers reduce outbreak risks after bringing workers back. New tech tools can juggle schedules and map office hotspots. In January, Nick Yurek was ready to reveal the product he'd spent 3 years developing. He's the co-founder of Maptition, a small Georgia-based firm that started in 2020, prepared to sell its new analytical tool that maps the floor plan of an office on a mobile app, shows employees in real time where they are sitting. The idea was that this could help workers maximize their time with colleagues. The formula begins like this. If there is an airborne pandemic, don't go to the office. That's my comment. Another story from Bloomberg, Turkey bars health workers from quitting as COVID deaths near 10,000. Turkey's government barred public health workers from quitting or retiring as a surge in coronavirus cases brings the death toll to near 10,000. The ban applies to doctors, nurses, and other health workers in the public sector and is meant to ensure an uninterrupted fight against COVID-19. The Hürriyet Yet newspaper reported Wednesday, citing an order from the health ministry. I say draft them in the army, then you can shoot them for disobeying an order. Here are your top three most read stories from JLN yesterday. Our top story Tuesday was a tiny bit out of left field. The Los Angeles Times investor Bill Gross accused of blaring Gilligan's Island song on a loop to torment neighbor. Second was The Guardian's, how does one of the world's biggest pork firms go bust during a boom? With some interesting insights into the politics of the pork industry. Third was Loeffler and Sprecher's $31 million year from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Here are your MarketSwiggy stats of the day. The site now has 191,268,860 pages viewed, with 24,479 pages in the site, 226,476 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Update. Please consider telling a friend about it, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.